Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 286 of our classic podcast. And this is Bob Green from November of 2000, before Bob was a grocer, when he was an author and he'd written a book called Alpha Baby. And this was in response to a number of very unfortunate reports in the news at that time about pets, about household pets attacking infants. And it just seemed to be in the news for whatever reason. Bob wrote a book called Alpha Baby, in which you might say he took the side of the pets, saying that there was a very grave and real threat to pets from babies. Babies who saw the pet as competition for affection and therefore became, you know, violently threatening toward the pet. Let's listen to Bob Green with this load of bullshit from November of 2000, episode 286 of our classic podcast.
Without getting too specific, we often hear of stories about children being attacked by household pets, like dogs, babies attacked by a otherwise loving pet. And we wonder why these things happen. And there's been one recently in the news here in Los Angeles where a Pomeranian dog killed a six-week-old baby. And Dr. Robert Green, who is an animal behaviorist, has come on our program this evening. He's written a book called Alpha Baby, The Threat to Small Dogs, which is a whole different twist on this. We often hear about pit bulls and those kind of things, but even smaller animals could be a danger, you say, Dr. Green, to children? Dr. Green?
Phil, I'm really sorry. I was in a coughing fit for a minute because I've got a cold.
Yeah, I'm suffering from one, too.
Oh, really? That's very coincidental.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Phil, first of all, without taking, talking about the story, it does exemplify what's explained in my book, where a baby is brought home from the hospital. The instinct of this child, the first thing is for that child to take a look around and suss out the environment, size up who lives there. Is there any competition for affection? I think it's a normal process that any of us would do, and even a baby does that. So,
all right, a baby comes home from the hospital and starts looking at who the competition is?
Well, yes, the competition for affection, if you will.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is there a threat to dogs out there? Is there?
Well, that is true, and that's what I'm getting at. The baby or the small child can be that threat. One thing that babies have in their favor is that they're very cute, because in a society where they are, there are hungry families, they could be eaten. Thank God our economy's good. Otherwise, children are very, very cute, and in some societies where they don't eat well, they consider a baby to be a delicacy. But there is one thing that is as cute as a baby, and that is a pet. Small dogs, puppies, kittens, small animals, and the baby recognizes what it's up against. Crying is the first step to get the attention of the family, but all that does is make the family angry, and so the baby then makes the next step in his mind, I've got to get rid of the dog somehow, because the dog is cute, and the dog is competition.
All right, so in other words, a baby who is brought home from the hospital is looking for the attention of his parents naturally.
Yes, that is a natural step, but it sees...
But you're saying it sees the dog as a competitor for that attention.
That's true, Phil, especially when they see that a dog can bark or a dog can whimper and it'll get a cookie or it'll get a treat. A baby, when he cries, is simply an impediment to the parents. So when a baby cries, the parents get angry. And that is, I think, when the tension between the baby and the pet really starts, and the child does try to hurt the pet.
We're talking to Dr. Robert Green, who's an animal behaviorist. He's saying, he's written a book called Alpha Baby, The Threat to Small Dogs, that when some babies or some children are attacked by dogs, what you're saying is the dog is responding to an attack by the child?
That is correct. The dog is simply trying to defend itself, because I think as hard as it is for people to believe this, the first thing a baby wants to do when it comes home from the hospital and sees a small dog in the house is to kill it.
Come on.
No, it absolutely is true. It wants to eliminate that dog.
But, I mean, the baby wants to kill the dog. How many dead dogs are there out there?
Well, one of the things is that babies are very small. Children are very small, so they don't pose that big of a threat. We outline, Phil, in our book, three or four things that a baby will do, that a child will do, to try to eliminate that competition.
All right, I have your book in front of me, Alpha Baby, the Threat to Small Dogs. You're talking about a situation where a baby can coax the dog's head through the crib bars and then drop the crib rail?
That's correct. There were two instances of that in Colorado and Illinois where a baby wanting to pet the dog stuck its head through the bars on the crib, and that's when the child let loose of the crib rail, much like a guillotine.
And what is this, one child tried to hang an animal with a blanket?
That is in Illinois where the child tied the blanket around the dog's neck and then tried to hang the animal. Yeah, pulled the blanket down over the crib rail. And
it's difficult for me to understand that a baby, 6 months of age...
Well, we're talking about children now that are about a year old.
I understand that, but would have that kind of hostility. Now, what is the headlocking the animal and running its head into the crib leg post?
That was a case in Texas where a child actually took a dog, headlocked it, and then ran its head into a leg post of a crib.
Headlocked the dog.
That's correct.
All right, Dr. Green, when you, as an animal behaviorist, are you seeing anything that the animal is doing to threaten the dog? I mean, that the animal is doing to threaten the child?
No, not at all. This is all coming from the child, from the baby standpoint. The baby is threatened by the dog. I'll give you an idea. This happened in Southern California. A child was teaching a dog how to play fetch and then threw the ball out of a two-story window. And the dog...
The dog jumped out of the window.
Dog went sailing out of the window after the ball, yeah. Therefore, we have over the last 20 years seen babies from 1 month to 4 years responsible for the wholesale butchery of millions of household pets. We have seen pit bulls and Rottweilers attacking babies, but what that really is that the animal senses that there is some danger there.
And in your way of thinking, that explains why a Rottweiler would attack a baby?
That explains it for me, yeah, that the pit bull and the Rottweiler sense a definite problem with regard to that child, that the child is hostile.
All right, so the whole idea then that the children are hostile toward the pet and bring on their own problem because the pet attacks?
The pet, knowing that his days are numbered, knowing that he has an active adversary in that house, will take steps to try to eliminate that baby. The alpha baby, Phil, and the alpha dog, they're in this sort of timeless battle, not unlike Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill and then having it slide back down again. This is the tension between these two entities, and I think it can cause, obviously, as it has in many cases, the death of the child more often than the dog because the child is very small.
Dr. Robert Green is an animal behaviorist. He's saying that children who are attacked by dogs and sometimes killed by household pets bring it on themselves because the children themselves want to eliminate the dog from competition for affection in the house. So the baby comes home from the hospital, looks around, sees that there's a dog in the house, knows that there's competition, and tries to kill it.
That is exactly right. I will tell you, Phil...
Well, you know that you realize you're talking about all of us because we were all babies.
And that is where this spirit of competition, that's where this very stressful struggle for competitive edge starts. It starts as a child.
And yeah, but we're not homicidal about it in later life.
No, we're not, because we have learned the rules of a society which tell us that homicide, that murder, that killing another human being is wrong. But as a baby, you don't yet have that moral code. Babies are born virtually blank slates. So killing an animal, killing a human being, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't know what baby could kill.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what baby could kill a human being. And I don't think that they would... I don't know whether there's a moral code among babies. That reminds me of that short story by Ray Bradbury, the Small Assassin.
That's a very good short story. And of course, The Twilight Zone about the doll. You know, but The Small Assassin is a great story.
Yeah, that's a story about a baby that cried so much because it tried to kill its mother.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that they're trying to kill their mothers, but I am saying the first thing they want to do when they come into a home with a pet is kill it. And a lot of dogs defend themselves.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So let me just get this right. If a baby, for instance, grabs a dog's head and pulls it through the rails of a crib and then drops the crib rail on it, That's an active act of trying to kill the animal. That isn't, you know, the animal. That isn't just a child being boisterous.
No, it is not, Phil. They are trying to commit murder. I mean, pet murder, but murder.
Pet murder. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. We have these stories occasionally in the news about children being killed by household pets. Dr. Robert Green has written a book called Alpha Baby, The Threat to Small Dogs, in which you make the claim that babies, small children, are a threat to pets and that they attempt to kill them almost from the womb.
That is correct.
And you're also saying that children, you made the statement that babies, children, have been responsible for butchering up, and I'm using your words, millions of pets.
That is also correct.
Well, I've had people say to me that they've got children. They've never seen anything like this happen.
Well, Phil, I don't want to argue with you. I will tell you, the last thing a baby's going to do is try to pull something when his parents are looking at him. He's going to wait until...
All right, so in other words, if the parent is there, the baby's not going to do anything.
Right, because the baby knows that the parents are watching, so he's not going to pull anything there. He'll wait till they go to bed or that they're out of town on a business trip. A fishing trip, anything.
Then the baby makes his move.
Then the baby will make the move, yeah. And we have seen, one of the things that babies know instinctively, I guess we all know it, is that pets will chase cars. They'll chase trucks. I'm sure you're aware of that, Phil?
Yeah, we've seen that.
All right. The Fisher-Price car is something that a child will drive around, and the child will drive around in that Fisher-Price car knowing the dog will chase them. Then at the last second, turn the wheel into the car, into the pet.
Trying to lure the dog.
Trying to lure the dog to chase the car, and then just as the dog begins to chase the little Fisher-Price car, they turn the wheel and crush the pet. They try to lure the dog over and put the dog's head in the little closet play record I can't read Mike's writing.
I know, he's having a hard time today.
But then, so are you.
Me too. Here is in their close and play record player. Is that what it's called?
Close and play, right.
Then you knew what that was.
I did. You're the one that...
Okay. Here is Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. I really can't agree with Dr. Green with this at all. He makes... I really chuckle at what he just said a while ago.
Which is what, ma'am?
And, the child is waiting until the parents go to bed or they go out of town to hurt an animal. That is so ridiculous. I've never heard anything so ridiculous.
Well, ma'am, if I may jump in, one of the things I hear a lot of parents say is that I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard. It is true that this is a theory that is relatively new, but because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. And I will tell you pets know.
Dear doctor, a baby is born very innocent into this world.
Pets know they're in jeopardy.
No.
A small dog knows when a baby is in the house.
When an adult is about to hurt an animal, yes, but
yes.
Not a baby.
But
a
that's
baby
where they
has
know
nothing
that a baby,
like that.
Well, if you look at how cute a baby is, and babies are naturally cute,
they
are very cute. And you look at how cute a pet is.
Uh-huh.
There is competition from the parents or from the owners for that attention. So the baby tries to out-cute the pet.
There will
the
be more competition from the animal than the baby, but
is
not
the,
from
is the
baby at all.
Is the pet not jealous of the baby?
No.
The pet is jealous of the baby.
No,
yes.
we have found the pet is not jealous. Pets generally are a lot more open-minded. Babies are young. I don't understand why you're laughing. I've worked 4 years on this book.
Well, but you said pets are more open-minded.
Well, what I mean is, by nature, a pet is a lot more open. The pet will accept the baby, but the baby, from the instant he gets into the house, begins to plot.
Dr. Green, you're speaking like as if here comes and what age baby are you talking about? You're talking
almost
a newborn?
As soon as the child is home, yes, ma'am.
No.
As soon as the child is home.
Mm-hmm.
How can a small child hang a pet from a blanket?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out. I don't know.
I think you've probably been watching a lot of these, what they call these little movies they have with these kids. I don't even know the name because I don't watch them, but they have one called Chucky or things like that. You're talking about things like that.
No, ma'am, I saw my brother-in-law had a stag party, and we had a film called Chucky, and it was one of these dirty movies. But I never saw Chucky or whatever you're saying.
Chucky.
Right. It was, you know, like as in chicken.
Okay. Let's get off of porn movies, okay? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very embarrassed.
Well, I didn't mean to bring that in, and I'm sure the lady didn't either. But we're talking about babies that are ramming the heads of dogs into walls. And then what's this thing playing catch, fetch?
Yeah. The kid threw the ball out of a second floor window. The dog ran after it.
And plummeted to his death.
Sailed right out the window.
No.
Well, I'm, you know.
All right. I want to thank you for your call, ma'am. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Thank you very much, dear. Here is Omaha on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
It is me.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Well, good. Well, I was just calling. I've been listening, and I have three children, two dogs, cat, all of which I had my animals when I brought my three children home, and I've seen the changes in the animal a little bit, but if anyone's been around a newborn baby, they cry for their needs. They don't even have the thought process to pull together hurting anyone. They just want to be, you know, taken care of.
Well,
fed,
what they're doing is they want attention. Yes, they want your attention.
Well, they need our attention or they'll die.
And they're trying to draw your attention away. You never heard yelping over the baby monitor? Do you have a baby monitor in the house?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you ever hear the pet yelping or in pain?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever heard, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard any appliance turn on?
By my baby?
No, I'm just asking you. When you were out of the room, did you ever, and the baby was perhaps somewhere near the kitchen, did you ever hear an electric knife turn on? Did you ever hear a stove turn on? Anything like that?
No, I have not.
Wait a second. Are you saying a baby?
I am telling you that it is possible.
Oh, sure. Everything's possible.
You got it.
What do you mean an electric knife? Are you telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute.
Have you ever been around an infant child for a long period of time?
Oh, I have a 4-year-old daughter, yes.
Because I just having three myself, a newborn child having the thoughts to know, I've seen the difference in the animal towards the baby.
It's a very revolutionary theory, but the point is my daughter, when she was probably 4 months old and could crawl and could get around the house pretty good, many was the night I would hear the electric can opener go on or something, and I knew. This was when I began to suspect that there might be some enmity between her and the dog.
You heard the electric can opener?
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you something. An electric can opener is generally up on a counter, and the baby got up there and it was attempting to do what? Open up the dog's head with a can? What are you talking about?
I am saying, let me ask you something, ma'am. When you were out, do you have a chainsaw?
We do have a chainsaw, yes.
All right, did you ever hear that turn on?
Wait a...
You know, my
I have
child,
to,
well, I have I'm a just, 7-year-old.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
I think you know what I'm trying to say.
I have a 7-year-old who, without directions, could not operate a chainsaw. I lay down an infant could crawl out and whip on a saw, you know?
Ma'am, Ray Bradbury was a great writer. He wrote a book called, a short story called The Small Assassin, where a baby actually murdered its own mother.
And that was a fictitious story that has nothing to do with reality.
I know, but it scared the hell out of me. You know?
Very interesting.
See what I'm saying? So
yes,
if you hear a car start up or anything...
Are you serious?
No, what I'm trying to say is this. The hostility that a young child has for a pet knows no limits. And a friend of mine, Dr. Worth, who is in the same department with me, likes to say that even the fires of hell do not burn as searingly hot as a baby's enmity toward a small dog. And
okay, you know, this is so difficult to believe.
That is not an argument, though, Phil.
Yeah, but it's so difficult to believe. The fires of hell don't burn as hot. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's talking about earlier, say, who in the hell leaves their kids on a fishing trip alone with the dog? I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry?
Leaving the animals... I mean, I understand you should have them together, but it's like right. You don't leave your baby alone, especially if you have, like, you know, a bunch of dogs and stuff.
Well,
you let them play together.
No, what I'm saying is the dog is not going. The baby's not going to try anything as long as you're watching.
The baby's not going to try anything. Slam the head through a crib. But what? That's...
No, I'm saying the baby's not going to try anything as long as he knows the parents are around.
Okay.
He waits for you to go out of town.
You don't leave your baby. You don't. I'm going to leave my kid home while I go on a fishing trip. My 1 year old.
Well, is your wife there, or I don't know.
Yeah, she's here. She's the one, you know.
How many times do you think I thought I turned the oven off? How many times have you thought that?
What is that?
I mean,
when I go on a trip.
No, but how many times have you thought I thought I turned the oven off, and you find that it's on?
So you're telling me that the baby has crawled over and fired on the oven.
I am saying that these are things that need to be considered, yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your attention. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
No, I saw that.
Right, hold on. Dr. Robert Greene is with me. I'm Phil Hendry. This is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The book is called Alpha Baby, The Threat to Small Dogs. Dr. Greene believes in his book, and you are an animal behaviorist?
Yes, Phil.
That small dogs that have killed children, and we've seen these stories, pets that kill children, are actually defending themselves against the natural hostility that babies have toward pets. Now, you have a couple of instances, one where a baby threw a ball out of a window and the dog chased it and died. You're also mentioning a drowning?
Yes, sir.
What happened there?
Dogs have a natural tendency, Phil, as you know, to drink out of the toilet or wherever they find water. We have an instance in Dallas, Texas, where a baby was waiting around the corner for the dog to put his head into the toilet and begin to drink. And that's a very naturally easy thing for a baby to crawl over very quickly and slam the lid shut so that the dog's entire body went into the toilet and the dog eventually drowned. And
now, you're saying the baby was waiting around the corner.
That's true. And you have to understand, no baby is going to do anything that's going to put him in jeopardy or have him at risk. So he's going to wait for adults not to be watching. This was observed by, actually, the baby's older sister. The parents were out of the house. The older sister was babysitting, and the baby thought that he was in the that the coast was clear.
And well, how do you know what the baby's thinking?
Well, that's the assumption based on the fact that he'd never tried this while the parents were watching.
So the baby is hiding around the corner. As soon as the dog starts taking a drink, you say he crawled very rapidly over there and slammed the lid shut.
Yes, sir, I did. And we have that documented. That is the Purnell family of Dallas, Texas, and that was in August of 1995.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Robert Greene, who believes that babies have been responsible for, and small children, for the deaths of thousands, maybe millions of dogs, because there is a natural enmity between the two, competing, as it were, for adults or for the owner's attention. Big Cabin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, hello.
I drive a truck, and I've been listening to this, and this is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Well, ma'am, inside the truck?
Listen to me. I am the oldest of eight children. We were raised with animals all over the place. I was helping to raise my little brothers and sisters. I've got three children of my own, and if you think that I'm going to put the importance of a child over an animal to begin with, that is ridiculous.
Wait,
Well,
ma'am,
you know
I think
what?
You're wrong.
If you think your child's so evil,
yeah, the child is evil. They're not evil, ma'am. It's something that a child is going.
Evil.
I'm not saying they're evil. I'm saying it is a natural tendency for a child to want to butcher up a pet. I will tell you that I saw a child crawl into the front seat of an automobile, fire it up, and try to ram a dog.
Well, you know what?
And how old was the kid?
About 3 years old.
Because it's just ridiculous that
just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
It's not true.
Well, just because you don't believe it.
Maybe you have demons following you.
Ma'am, I am a scientist.
Know.
I'm not a religious nut, okay?
This is not. Children are not like this. You know what you're doing?
This is not a Bible thumper class, okay?
You are making available the fact that now people will want to kill their children thinking that they've got demons or something.
If that's what it takes, I'm a.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean if that's what it takes?
Look. There's an instance where a German Shepherd, a show dog, a prize-winning animal, a kid tried to poison this thing.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Yes,
they found that St. Joseph's aspirin for children.
Somebody has got to tell you that to your face. You are a nut.
Ma'am, I'm not the one who poisoned the dog, lady. I'm not the one who poisoned the dog. Okay.
Well, you know, did the kid know what he was doing? You keep saying it's a theory that you know what the dog's thinking.
Well, ma'am, if I misspoke, what I'm trying to...
Well, you did say a few times that you thought the dog is more open-minded, and...
Yes, well, you see, and you know what the dog knows.
The dog is a little
a
bit
dog.
More... The dog's a little bit more broad-minded than the kid, sure.
Oh, yes, oh, that makes a whole bunch of sense.
Ma'am, I ask you, you drive a truck for a living, I'm a scientist, I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I think I know my stuff more than you do.
Well, this lady has...
Do you know what I did before I drove a truck? I have done a lot of things in my life.
Well, let me see. You were a pet groomer? I don't know.
Excuse me.
You're
I
a lion
been a hospital employee.
A lion
and
trainer?
I'm not talking down in the lavatory.
Well, where did you work? In the lavatory?
No, I sure didn't.
Whereabouts?
And you know what? If you're going to try to tell me that kids are having this kind of problem with animals, you know what you need to do? You need to just make sure you get rid of all your animals. Wouldn't that be the solution? And
no,
telling
I don't think so.
And parents leave their kids to go on fishing trips.
No, I didn't say
you know,
that. I'm saying that the kid bides his time.
Let me ask you this, doctor. You said that the kid drowned a pet in a toilet.
He was biding his time, waiting for until the coast was clear.
You are so crazy. Kids are mischievous. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure that the boy threw the ball out the window. The kids don't plan these
things. All right, ma'am. You think what you want.
Do not tell me.
And one of these days, and one morning, you'll wake up and your dog will be dead with a knife in it.
Oh, you are demon possessed, man. You better stop praying or something.
What kind of Jesus stuff is this?
I mean, you are crazy.
You wake up one morning and you find your dog asphyxiated from carbon monoxide. Tell me your kid didn't do it.
Oh, my kid didn't do it.
Wait a minute. How do you know a kid did that?
Because they found a 3-year-old child crawling from the seat of a car after turning the engine on.
Well, kids can do. What was the kid doing in the car?
Trying to murder a dog.
Oh, you are nutty. You are
nutty,
absolutely out of your mind.
She was trying to commit wholesale murder on a dog.
How old was this child?
Don't come crying to me when your dog suffocates.
How old was this child?
3.
Oh, you are crazy. You are absolutely nutty.
Don't come crying to me when you wake up one morning and your dog is 5 stories down.
Let me tell you the truth, and this is between you and everyone listening out here in America, okay? We better stop worrying about animals and start paying more attention to our children. You are right. If a baby accidentally does something that hurts an animal, you know what? And I'm not an animal hater. Do not go there. Do not go there. But if an animal...
Are you an animal hater? You sound like an animal hater.
...calculation of throwing the ball out
the
window...
I think you must be an animal hater.
That baby is more important than that stupid animal.
You know, I will tell you, I think you're an animal hater. I think you hate animals.
I am not.
I think you like to torture them.
I am not. In fact, I'm getting ready to get a farm.
Wait a minute. Don't go there. She said that she's an animal. Don't go there.
I said don't go there.
And one other thing I don't want you to do, Mr. Green, is say that I'm an animal hater. I love animals. I would never do anything bad to an animal.
Do you hate animals, Mr. Henry?
What did I just say to you?
See, I think both of you hate animals.
See,
ma'am, you'll think differently when your Irish setter...
He don't want to care about people.
I'll tell you right now, you'll think differently when your Irish setter has a Pokemon shoved up its rear end, okay? And you've got to take it to the doctor and have an enema to try to get a bedspring out of it.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
This man is absolutely crazy.
Where are you driving a truck right now? Do you have any children around you?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I have my 12-year-old son.
All right. Oh, he's 12?
Yes.
All right, do you have a dog?
Maybe he's going to kill elephants. Oh, my goodness, he's going to kill the next elephant
yes.
he sees.
Yes, they may have to perform.
He's a bigger person.
They may have to perform a pokeyectomy on an elephant.
Okay, get out of here. A pokeyectomy. All right, guys, so if you've got little children around there and you don't keep an eye on them and you happen to hear the car start up one night, it could be your newborn infant out there trying to asphyxiate the dog.